Here's a two-dimensional array example. I'm defining A2 to be a two-dimensional array of integers, or better yet, if you recall the explanation of arrays from the C chapters, an array of arrays of ints. That's what A2 is. And so it follows the same model that you're used to, and you can even use the same initialization syntax with the nested braces. So this defines A2 to be the 3x2 array that has the first row 1 and 2, and the second row 3 and 4, and the third row 5 and 6. And I will use a nested loop to print these out, just like I would in C. But notice what I do for each dimension. I see what its length is. So for J, I say for int J equals 0, while J is less than A2.length, well, what is A2.length? It's 3, right? Because A2 is an array of something. And how many somethings are there? There are 3. Those somethings turn out to be arrays of integers. But that's beside the point from this dimension's point of view. So, the outer loop processes the rows. And the inner loop will also make a query for each of those rows and ask, what is your length? And of course, in this case, the length is 2 for each row. But the thing that you're about to see in the next slide, and I'll just mention it now, is that those rows do not have to be the same size. They are in this case because I dimensioned them that way. That is, I initialized them that way in the initializer list when I defined A2. But you have the option of not initializing them and then dynamically declaring each row. And they can be of different lengths.